It's the Cooper and Anthony Show. Switch.
Sometimes we do best rap song of all time, and it's some goofy frickin' website that put out the top 20 best rap songs of all time.
Yeah, and we never agree with any of them.
And we never agree with any of them. And sometimes we agree with a couple, but it's not a real publication. So we're like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So what's the one publication we both respect?
Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. So today, Rolling Stone put out the 500 best songs of all time.
Are we going through all 500?
I think we should, but no, we won't. I think we should, but that's a huge thing. Okay, so they went through 4,000 songs.
Right.
To come up with this list.
Which, in my opinion, is not enough songs to go through, but okay.
But this is, okay, this is the list. When this list comes out, it's the list. This is, you can't fight about it.
It's greatest songs of all time.
Greatest songs of all time ever written. These are it.
According to Rolling Stone and the people, the writers and the music critics at Rolling Stone.
There are probably 60 writers on this.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
This all is, right. And they went through the top 100 lists that they've had in the past. They've put this together for 10 years. They've been putting this list together. So this is the end all be all list. We can't fight it.
I want to see the video of them in the room arguing over this list. Like that would be, I want that documentary.
Number 500 on the list.
Okay. We're really doing all 500. Okay. Go ahead. Give it to me.
I would think this, if we're going to do every song, this would be the list to do it, but we're not going to, because okay. it would take forever. But I think it would be great for us to put aside like one whole day and go on record with every single one of these songs and how we feel about them. Number 500.
You and I would be like, number 47.
But you get excited because you know that you don't know what number one is going to be. Okay, number 500.
Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make wow. Like this
Kanye
anymore.
Do anybody make real shit anymore? I can see people going, yeah, okay, put it at 500. But that's a big deal for somebody like Kanye West to be on the top 500 of all time.
And did they repeat artists? Like, is that Kanye's only placement
there?
No.
It has nothing to do with the artist. It's not like they say that's Kanye's only song in this whole list. It all depends on just the song.
The song. Okay, got it. Wow. If Stronger, which I think is one of Kanye's best songs, is number 500, they better bring it with this list.
They bring it with this list. Carly okay. Simon, You're So Vain, 495. 495.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that this is better than Kanye's Stronger?
Yeah, it is.
No way. This song is boring as hell.
No. Guns N' Roses, 491. Welcome to the Jungle. Lil Nas X actually makes the list at 490.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
So good for him for making the list.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. If you think about songs of all time, you know, Lil Nas, his music is amazing, but it's new. He's new. So when you're talking about the best of all time, it's hard to put him in the context of history yet.
Right. So we'll jump down to number 96.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll pass all these songs. We'll start with number 96, which
is but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Yes. Hit me.
96.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
For me, you know how I feel about this. I want Jay-Z, J. Cole, Eminem for male rappers. Like, those are my three favorites. So
number 95, good song, hated it. Good song, though. Oasis, Wonderwall.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of those songs that, like,
today is gonna be the day that they're
the Coldplay of their time, but it's a good song.
Yeah, it earns at least $1 million a year from Spotify. still.
Well, yeah, well, no, that makes sense because it's still used in movies. And if you're somebody who's really into Peloton and SoulCycle, that's one of the songs that's always on any of those lists when they do like music from the 90s. That song is always on every list. So you get some Gen Z person doesn't know that song, who's on like a Peloton or SoulCycle class, and they're like, oh man,
that's a cool song.
Siri, what is this song? And they're like, Siri's like, Oasis, Wonderwall.
Dumbass.
Download that shit.
They don't know anything about the brothers and they're fighting. They just know it's a good song.
That drama is lost on them, but they like the song because they hear it in their Peloton class.
Great song. Ends up at number 94. So it made 94.
Who is that?
That is Dolly Parton.
Oh, that was Dolly Parton's version of that song. Because I feel like that song's been covered so many times. Is that her song?
Yeah, she wrote that song.
Oh, my God.
So that's why she's singing it there.
Oh, I see.
And little known fact, you can see that song in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas movie.
Ah, okay.
Number 93.
Really strong voice, really solid. You know, I think I told you once, I went to a lecture with Clive Davis and he talked about how he found songs for Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
He did a whole like a whole series on different artists and how he found music for them. And I think Macy Gray wrote some music for her, and the dude from the New Radicals wrote some music for her. Like, you know, artists that you knew in like the 90s are suddenly writing music for current artists.
Skipping down to number 82.
I love this song.
So this made the top 82. So I thought it would be a little bit higher because it blew Adele up. But there's a lot of songs I had.
Chasing Pavement blew her up. This was her next big hit that really put her on. This, you know what it was? Chasing Pavement blew her up in the world of music. But Rolling in the Deep is the one that your mom liked as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made it to your mom's station too.
All right, let's skip down to number 70, Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah.
So these are the top 500 songs of all time from Rolling Stone. Number 69, Taylor Swift.
Nice, 69. You go, Taylor.
So good for her. This song, she wrote it. So her and somebody named Liz Rose were the two that wrote this song. So for her to make
she wrote all of her music.
Yeah, but for her to be number 69 writing her own music, good for you.
Nice.
Simon and Garfunkel, 66. Bridge Over Troubled Water, writer Paul Simon. Great song. Let's skip down to Ramones.
I just don't connect to that music. I recognize that it's good music. I just don't connect to it. You know, if to me it's boring. If I heard it on the radio, I'd be like, next.
But if you heard number 64 on the radio, you'd play the Ramones.
Yeah, the Ramones.
Tommy Ramone, Eddie Ramone wrote this song in 1976.
Also, they're New Yorkers, so
right.
It was like this song was beaten into you when you were like growing up in New York. Every movie, every time you went somewhere, if you went to the rides at Coney Island, they were playing the song in the background. Like it was like an edict. Like you had to like that song if you were certainly from Coney Island.
You had to. Number 61. I don't know why this isn't higher. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's interesting. I think because it's played out at this point, and it's hard to be objective and go, is this a good song?
It's an awesome song. It's an anthem.
Yeah.
It's not even called Stairway to Heaven. It's just Stairway. You know?
Right, right. I understand that, but I think part of it is, does it translate to other generations? Like, is it an iconic song enough that everybody can hear it and still be like, that's a great song. I feel like it speaks to a very specific generation.
All right, let's go to the top 50. Number 50, we'll play all these through. Number 50, Daddy Yankee, Gasolina.
Wow.
Best song.
Yes. This is a great song. I'm shocked that it's in the top 50.
Exactly. Love that song.
It's a great song.
Lauryn Hill makes number 49.
Of course. She's an icon.
So I'm surprised this isn't any higher, but 49.
Especially when you think how influential she is and how everybody, still, like Kanye uses her music, Drake uses her music, you know, her music is still like sampled like crazy.
Number 47. Elton John, Tiny Dancer. Dancing in the
same. I love Elton John. I gotta tell you, I'm having like a little bit of a renaissance with Elton John lately.
Yeah, Bernie Taupin wrote all the songs. Wrote this song.
No, wrote it with Elton John. They were writing partners.
Such a great song. So nearly.
Yeah, I have a friend that's really into Elton John. I was there the other day and he was playing me like some old Elton John stuff. I was like, this is great music.
Number 46, M.I.A.
Yes!
Paper Planes.
Of course, Paper Planes, of course. This is her big hit. At least this is a song everybody knows.
46, though. Not bad. Of all time.
She's an important artist, though, because if it wasn't for her, we probably wouldn't have, you know, a Megan Thee Stallion. We probably wouldn't have a Cardi B. Like, she really brought something new to that genre of music that spawned a lot of other women to go, you know what? I want to make music too.
45. Kendrick Skimming, Lamar, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this is what I like. Lord knows. 20 of them in my shit. So far you agree with this.
I definitely agree with this. I'm surprised. You know, it's funny. Out of all the Kendrick Lamar songs, I was surprised. I thought you were going to give me a different one, but that's. It's quite impressive.
Number 44. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Yes.
Of all time.
Of all time. I thought it would be higher. Billie Jean, as she calls to
sing, then heavy hitter, one writer on this song, and that was Michael Jackson.
Wow. I didn't know he wrote that.
Yeah. Is that amazing? He wrote the music and the lyrics. Number 43. The Temptation, My Girl. 1965.
Yeah. I've got a sweeter song. I feel like Rolling Stone have to put in one or two old songs to be like, you know, remember, we're Rolling Stone. We cover everything, every genre.
I don't think these are older songs or newer songs. They're just songs.
The greatest songs of all time.
The greatest songs of all time.
Right. Generation.
Number 42. Bob Marley. Triumphantly.
Oh my God, my boyfriend was playing this tonight.
Oh, was he really?
Yes, he has discovered Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and a lot of those artists, Black Uhuru, that's in my house playing all day long.
Died from cancer in 1981 at the age of 36.
Wow, really sad. Think about that. Think about how much he accomplished.
So, Joy.
Hate yourself.
Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Is number 41.
It's a great song, too.
It's a great song, but number 1980 it came out, and it lands at number 41. Number 40, Jimi Hendrix. Nobody of it is worth
it. Hey. Yes.
Who is amazing?
Yeah, who doesn't love this? I don't care what generation you're from. It's amazing that Jimi Hendrix really holds up over time.
Written by Bob Dylan.
Wow, what?
Yeah, it's a Bob Dylan song. Number 39, Outkast.
Nice.
Made the top 40.
Wow, that's really amazing. Good for them for choosing Outkast.
So next, 38, it should be higher. So I'm just gonna sit on the top. Otis Redding.
This is a beautiful song. Watching the tide roll. My favorite thing about this song, this is one of those songs that when they do it on American Idol, when the kids come and like they sing the song, I don't get sick of it.
No. And I never get sick of that version.
Yeah.
Number 37. He'll make this list again, but this is 37, Prince. Can you picture the dream
again? Right. Oh my God, this is such a great, Prince is great.
Animals. So you made number 37. 36, The White Stripes.
This song.
Good for them.
This is on my spin class list.
Number 35.
I'm going to Wichita. So good.
Number 35, Little Richard. Rudy, oh Rudy. Oh,
got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Okay.
Yeah, and somebody
this wouldn't be on my list, but okay.
But for somebody to come out with that song in 1955.
Right. Yeah. If you put it in perspective like that, then yeah, that makes perfect sense.
1966, number 34, James Brown with Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
So they have like a whole, so this chunk of their list is pretty much the same type of artists over and over.
No.
I mean, not enough women.
Number 33, Chuck Berry. Johnny, go.
Not a woman.
Johnny, be good. Okay. 33. Number 32. I would stop way back when I had the red and black lumberjack.
Yes.
Remember rapping
wow.
Duke?
I mean,
the hard. Biggie, you never thought that hip hop would take 40. It this far.
Wow.
Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up.
I just love how much people get Biggie even to this day and how much they love him.
I think they'll be getting him in 200 years.
I agree. Yeah, he's going to be like, he'll be the Chuck Berry of his time.
31.
There'll be some girl on the radio being like, Biggie again.
31 Rolling Stones, I can't get no
right.
Satisfaction. And we talked about
this. Not their best song, frankly.
It's number 31. Top 30 now. And we'll never be
royal. Wow, you're kidding.
Lord,
make number 30. Wow. We crave
a different kind of buzz. And I knew
good.
This song was a hit when I was walking around the mall one time and this song came on in the mall. And everybody started moving to it.
Let me yeah.
And I went, that's a hit.
Yep. You can call You're right.
So
I love that it's a female. She's young. It's current. It's high on the list. Like, this is why we go to Rolling Stone and not some guy on who has a blog.
Number 29. We're in the top 30 now. Number 29. Receptive. You never know. She could be earning a man and learning Dr. her man. Dr. Dre's new dog. And at the same time, burning her man. And you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. Yeah. And that's realer than real deal. Holy field. Wow.
It's like this and like this and like that. Uh-huh.
Number 28. Yeah. On the list. Talking Heads.
Hey. That's cool.
So far, you agree with the list.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying this. I'm enjoying this music.
Thank you. Number 27, I agree. Springsteen, Born to Run.
I hate this song.
Okay, but
this is not a good song.
It is a great song.
It isn't. And it's not even Springsteen's best song. And if you're going to do number 27 on a list of Rolling Stone, think of all the artists who died at 27. Maybe stick one of them in there.
Number 26.
Give me Amy Winehouse there.
Number 26, Joni Mitchell. I couldn't stand Joni Mitchell.
I have to say, honestly, I've heard of her, but I don't know her music. I couldn't name one Joni Mitchell song. I don't know what I'm listening to right now.
Neither do I. But she made number 26 of all time.
Coming up, more of Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 songs of all time, the best songs ever.